There is one emotion that can destroy our happiness, our blessedness in the Lord, and that is the spirit of fear, being afraid. And I'm not talking just about physical death. I'm talking about being afraid that God won't take care of us, because fear is often a faith issue. Do we believe that God will take care of us? Do we believe that God will fight our battles for us? Do we believe that God loves us? Do we really believe that Jesus is going to set all things right? Fear is a faith issue. Listen to what David the psalmist says in Psalm 34, beginning verse 1. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. O magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and delivered me from all my fears. They looked unto him and were enlightened. Their faces were not ashamed. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him, and saved him out of all his troubles. The angel of the Lord encamps round about those that fear him and delivers them. O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusts in him. You see, when we truly trust the Lord, then the fear of the future is more manageable for us. Sure, we may be concerned that we will not have enough to provide for the necessities of life, but we believe God that we will be able to have the necessities we need for life. We have fear of our health, that maybe our health is going away. But we know the Lord, if he does not heal us in this life, will heal us eternally in the life to come. And our life is in his hand, so there is no fear. Perhaps we fear the loss of love, but we forget that blessing that God always loves us, no matter what. Let's pray. Father in heaven, I love you so much. I trust you with my life. And I repent, Lord, where I have become fearful. When I didn't know how life was going to turn out, I didn't know where resources were going to come from. I worried about my relationships and my family, and I was fearful. Oh, Lord God, I pray that you would forgive me for doubting you. And let me, oh Lord, just live in the blessedness of your grace and your mercy, and know that all things work together for the good of those who love you and are the called according to your purpose. Now help me, O Lord God, encourage me this day. In Jesus' name, amen.